Joining us in the media center, he is the top fuel winner in the 49th annual Emily Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals, Richie Crampton, driver of the Coletta Air DHL Top Fuel Dragster. First win of the season. Last win was Dallas 2015. There's a whole lot going on there. We're going to talk to him about it. Last final round, Charlotte won 2017. Got 8 career wins, 2 career runner-ups, crew chief by Connie Coletta and Rob Flynn. This is your second final round appearance and first win driving for Connie. This is your first career win at Gainesville, 2014 recipient of the Auto Club Road to the Future Award. Final round competitor was Sean Reed, who did not answer the call after a fuel leak, nitromethane leak, on the starting line. Richie, welcome to the media center. What a day. Pedal fests, whole shots, started off against your teammate, and then a solo shot in the final round.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, big day of racing for sure. But, had a couple of lucky rounds, of course, and then, win the final by default. It's, not how you want to win it, but nonetheless, Connie and Rob Flynn, they gave me a race car that went 385 on that racetrack. So I think that was going to be hard to beat, whoever we were racing against. So hats off to them because that was a heck of a run, I think.
96th win for Connie Coletta as an owner. Winning for Connie. Connie won here in Top Fuel 1994 over Scott. Connie, obviously, one of our icons, just turned 80. You've driven for several different owners now. What's it like being a part of Coletta Motorsports and winning one for Connie? I know you just went down to take photos with him, and you got to share that moment.
It's huge. To drive for a legend like Connie, it's hard to explain. He's done so much for the sport, given everything to the sport, and for me to strap into one of his race cars is, I feel exceptionally lucky every weekend. So priority number one for me when I got the call last year to, come and drive the Sealmaster Dragster for Connie and everyone was all I ever wanted to do was stand in the winner's circle with Connie Coletta, which I got to do today. So not a lot of people have had that luxury, and I'm, not taking this one lightly. This is probably one of my most rewarding wins ever, and hopefully we can do it a little more this year, but man, it feels good to win with Connie, and hopefully we can get 4 more wins with the organization and get him to that magical 100 mark. And I think with the drivers and the teams that we have at Coletta Motorsports right now, it's going to be a heck of a year for Connie. So 80 years old, still going strong, the guy's my hero, so couldn't be happier to win with him today.
Now the day on track, pretty crazy, starting off with a whole shot victory, and kind of interesting in that sometimes it's the crew chief, sometimes it's the driver, sometimes it's a combination of both, but you really had to get the car down the racetrack to the stripe the 3 rounds that you defeated your opponent.
Yeah, it was definitely a different dynamic of racing today, and with the hot racetrack and stuff, and it's never fun to race your teammate in the first round, and Doug's one of the best out there, so I knew I had to be on time because he was going to be in, and he was. So we were really lucky to squeak by him in the first round. And, I think it was a pretty impressive day of racing for the fans because a lot of tire smoke, a lot of action, and really felt like you had to earn each round win, except for the final, of course. But, it was a pretty big day, and, can't wait for Vegas.
When you beat a team car, is there extra? Uh-oh, I got to go on and win this full event now.
I think so. I think if you're going to take down your teammate, you better make it all worthwhile for the organization. And that being said, man, if you would have came over and looked in our pit area at any given time later in the day, there was MacTool shirts and Global shirts. And, it's a big family organization, and everyone works really well together and lends a hand. So they were, once we got around them in the first round, they were definitely right behind us, pushing us to try and get some more round wins for the day. And, I can't thank all those guys enough.
Questions from the media. Yes.
I would say that you have one of the best crew chiefs and team, as far as the organization goes in the business. With all the struggles that had happened with all the cars throughout qualifying, et cetera, was there any pressure on you today to make sure that Richie Crampton was on his game just in case there was a need, and there did come a need to be able to have to put on the driving, so to speak, and step the game up and get it down?
Definitely. Race day, I think I come into it with that mindset every time that I need to earn it. And more than anything, the realization that I had by being on the sidelines for a half a season. You know, I got to make sure I earn my keep and deserve to drive for the legend, like Connie, like you said. So I treat every race day the same. You know, luckily things went my way today, so it was, you know, pretty rewarding in the end. But, you know, it's just tough. There's so many different winners in Top Fuel, you know, last season and this year again. It's pretty exciting. So we know that we got to do our job, and I got to do my job as a driver, because we're winning and losing by hundreds and thousands of a second. So it's all about digging deep and wanting it more than the guy in the other lane or the girl.
Next question, go ahead.
Where were you at? What were you doing a year ago with this son?
I was at home, you know, as a spectator, of course. But my day job always was and still is building race cars. So I was punching the clock, building Top Fuel dragsters and watching the NHRA Mellow Yellow Series from my couch. So, like I said, at the time, you know, you don't know if you're ever going to get another go around. And when I got that magical phone call to come to Indy and drive the Sealmaster dragster for Connie, it was, I'd been waiting for that phone call for 9 months, and I never thought I'd get it. But luckily, we were able to parlay that over into a full-time gig this year, and really lucky to be here.
What were your feelings at that time? Like, pretty distraught, you weren't in it?
A little, you know. I try to take it in stride. I've been exceptionally lucky. You know, I won Indy my first year as a rookie, finished number three in the championship in 2015. I'd been very spoiled in my short career, so if it were to be all over at that given time, I was content. But I felt like I still had some unfinished business out here, and so, you know, I wanted to get back, but we all know that with professional motorsport, that's not always a given. So, pretty lucky.
You think this takes a step toward maybe securing your future for, I don't know how long, but yeah.
I hope so, you know, but we'll see. You know, the sport, you know, I think it needs to see a lot more younger drivers. I'll be 38 this year, and I don't know how much longer I've got left in me. You know, when you look at NASCAR and IndyCar and all that stuff, it's a early 20s guys sport, and I don't know if it's going to get to that point, and from that point of view, I don't know how much longer I've got, but I'm going to make the most of it.
Langdon going to Funny Car, that opened the opportunity for you. Did you have a chance to talk to him the day after your victory, and what did you say?
No, yeah, I talked to Sean all day, every day, actually, and Doug and JR Todd also, and you know, they've helped me a lot with my driving, and it's so good to have some of the best in the business as my teammates now. So, you know, Sean going to Funny Car, you know, and his, you know, his experience and all the stuff that he's been able to show me, you know, it helped me today for sure. It's helped me all season this year. So he was happy for me. You know, it's been a bit of a quick trip downstairs and back up here again. So I'm sure I'll be seeing him and the boys a little later on. And yeah, it's cool to win with those guys, man. We all worked through the same team and then ended up all at Coletta. So it's a pretty good, you know, pretty cool group of guys to be involved with, and lucky to call them my friends.
Dujane.
When you set out like that, is there any rust buildup? Like, do you get rusty in cutting lights and driving the race car, or is it like riding a bike where once you do it and get in there and go, it's all, everything comes back?
Yeah, that 9 months of not being in a 10,000 horsepower, 300 mile per hour, 5G accelerating race car, when I did get in for qualifying at the U.S. Nationals, it was retraining myself and you know, trying to get up to speed with the car. We talk about that a lot. These things go to 100 miles an hour and 0.8 of a second. So even when you do it frequently, it can get your attention. So it took a minute to get acclimated, but the guys built a great race car and made me feel really comfortable within the car, and everything fell into place relatively quickly.
Richie, you are the 30th different winner at Gainesville Raceway and Top Fuel since 1970. This was the 49th annual Gator Nationals. You mentioned you won the U.S. Nationals, NHRA's biggest and most important race, in your first time out. What about the Gator Nationals, the significance of this event? Next year is our 50th. They're planning big things. It's a major milestone, major event, East Coast opener. You've now won Indy and the Gator Nationals.
Yeah, it's huge. This is a legendary racetrack. Growing up in Australia, you know, I knew of this race and this racetrack. So I haven't had a lot of success here in the three or four times I've raced here, and you know, to win it, you know, and as you said, Connie won it in 94. It's, I don't know, it's something pretty special about this race. You know, we look to the Winter Nationals in Pomona and the World Finals, and I look to the Gators here in the spring as some of the most iconic races of the tour. So pretty happy to be able to have a Gator Nats trophy going home to my mantle, and it would be really cool to win the 50th next year too.
There you go. Let's plan on it. All right, that's going to do it. Richie Crampton, thank you very much. Congratulations on your win, Top Fuel Gator Nationals. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks.